I'll tell you, one of the worst things about having to host is I get distracted. And I forget that there's stuff to do because I'm just getting right into worshiping. And what a wonderful time we've had in the Lord, worshiping God and song and having our souls ministered to. I don't know everyone here tonight by any measure, but I'll just say before we get into the preaching that if you are here and your hope is not in Jesus Christ, I mean, you have to get all of your hope in Christ. Because all of the ground is sinking sand. I can't tell you, I don't know about your story, but I learned that Church of God religion is sinking sand. I'm Church of God pastor. I learned the same thing about every other kind. The only hope I have and you have is in Jesus Christ. Crucified, risen, coming again. Amen. It is time for the Word of God. I'm so very thankful to have Pastor Gary Terry from Lake Country Baptist. Come ahead, Brother Gary. When we announced this service a couple months ago and I began to send out flyers, you pastors that have hosted these, you know I always leave it up to the host pastor to choose who's going to preach. And as a matter of fact, I prayed a couple more weeks. And finally, after I knew, you know that when God says, it doesn't leave. And I had Brother Gary on my mind and I called him and he said, I've been waiting on you to call. I said, hallelujah. He said, Brother Chris, God gave me a message for that service a few days ago before I called him. That thrilled my heart because Brother Richard Hatt told me that he'd been listening to the same God that was talking to me. Amen. So I know that he's got a word from the Lord for us tonight. I'm anxious to receive it. I told Brother Gary, I said, you take your liberty. And I don't know what that means to you, but I mean take his liberty. I want God's spirit to be free. When he's done, we're going to have, as I like to close every service, with an opportunity to pray. We'll have a song of invitation, and there's a lot of people here be willing to pray with you. There's pastors and spiritual workers, but I'm going to turn this service over to Brother Gary and the Lord. Brother Gary, here's a bottle of water. You take your liberty, my brother. Bless you. Thank you very much.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. And they may have to turn this thing down a little bit because I get mighty excited sometimes when I preach. And I tell you what, if you can't get excited talking about Jesus, there's something wrong with you. Amen. If you can't get excited about him, then you're dead. Amen. You're dead in your sins. You're dead in your trespasses. We need Jesus. We don't need a new president. We need Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we need. I tell you what, somebody told me earlier, they asked me earlier out there, said, how long are you going to preach? And I said, well, the last time I practiced this, it was 7 hours and 26 minutes long. And so I don't know what it's going to turn into before it's over with, but I tell you what, I just hope you have a hallelujah time. Amen. I hope when you hear from Jesus Christ, because see, I'm going to tell you something. I was at my house one day, and our brother here's done told me, Brother Miller, I didn't forget his name, has already told you a little bit of the story. But I was at my house one day, and I was studying the Word of God. I love to study the Word of God. The Bible tells us to study it, to show ourselves approved unto Him. Amen. And we need to rightly divide it. We need to hear from Him. When we read it, we need to write it down, and so we can go back and read it again and read it again and read it again. Amen. I was in the midst of doing that. And I said, you know what, Lord, I've done had too much on this brain. I'm from Arkansas, and I've done had too much on this brain. I got to sit down in my rocking chair and look out this window and just get stupid. And so I sat down in my rocking chair, and I was looking down over the field, and I went to rocking. And the Lord began to fill my head with His Word. He began to speak to me. He began to show me things. And He gave me visions while I was there. Amen. How many of you ever had a vision from God? Amen. Aren't they cool? Amen. They're cool when they're good ones. Amen. And he began to fill my head with a scripture and other scriptures, and he began to show me things that he wanted to say. And I'm sitting there dumbfounded because I'm going like this by now because I'm going to be stupid right now. But God says, no, it ain't a time to be stupid. It's a time to listen to me. There's always the time. We always give him the time. We better start listening to Jesus Christ. And as he began to fill my head with all of this stuff, I'm thinking, Lord, how in the world can I hold this? It's more than I can stand. He just kept on and kept on and kept on. And all of a sudden, he gave me a vision. And in that vision, I was standing in this podium looking out over this congregation. I didn't see your faces. I was standing in this podium. And I said, Lord, you got to be kidding me. That church God preacher ain't going to let me in his pulpit. Listen to me. That happened at the end of April. He wouldn't leave me alone. I'd lay down at night and here it all came back. I'd try to prepare for a sermon at Lake Country and here would come back. And I said, I got to preach this. There ain't nobody more glad to be here tonight than I am because I got to get this out of my system. I got to tell you what the Lord said. Amen. And when Brother Miller called me on June the 16th, he said, Brother Gary, I've been praying about this for 2 weeks, and I can't get anybody's face to come up in my mind but you. And I thought, Lord, help him. Here I am having visions of grandeur, and he's having a nightmare of all these things with me. Listen to me. He argued with God for 2 weeks over this. Amen. He'll tell you, that, oh, yeah, but he'll argue with God. Are you sure you want that hiccup there? You sure you want that guy that looks like a flower walking around preaching in my pulpit? Are you sure? Yes, he was sure. And so when he called me, I knew he was joking. When I saw his name on my phone, I said, yep, this is it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave me another vision. And I'm going to share it with you in a little while because it's very important that we see this vision tonight, that we all share in this vision. It's not coming now. But first I want to talk to you about what Jesus Christ showed me. Y'all, let's pray. Father God, we love you. We're nothing without you. We thank you for your spirit, God. Fill us tonight, God. Let us overflow on each other. And show us what you want us to do. And help us, Lord, to have the will. To have the determination to be diligent when we hear this word. Not to be angry, but to obey it. And God, we'll give you praise for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. So the first thing I want to tell you, and somebody said, don't you start bringing up this denominational stuff. Well, thank you, Brother Miller. I didn't have to. He already did. But the Lord began to show me the differences in the way each church thinks. He began to show me things that they're not necessarily wrong, but they've led to a wrong end. We don't all agree on everything. The 12 apostles didn't all agree on everything. They weren't all fishermen. One of them was a tax collector. They came from different backgrounds. But the Lord took them under his arms. And he taught them who he was, what he wanted them to do. And he didn't stop there. He filled them with his spirit so they could do exactly what he told them to do. We're not worth diddly without the Holy Ghost. We're useless without the Holy Ghost. We have no power without the Holy Ghost. Now that's coming from this old Baptist preacher from South Arkansas. We need the Holy Ghost. We don't just need it, we got to have it. Because one of these days he's coming back. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he's coming back so fast, a mortal man can't go with him. But the Holy Ghost is going to quicken my body. He's going to quicken your body. We're going to feel this, and we're going to take off the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got to do that. Praise God. That's what he's going to do for us. Amen. And that's just part of what he does. Well, I got to get back on script. I got to talk about the differences. I never wrote this down till this afternoon before I left the house. I got to keep my step, because if I don't, it will be 7 hours. Amen. God knows that we have different ideas. God knows we have different philosophies. God knows that we have different ministries. God knows that we have different administrations of those ministries. God knows that we think different. God knows that there's some that baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There's others that baptize in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, let me tell you something. Both of them are right. You know why? Because the Bible says that there's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ, before he ascended, he said, go ye therefore into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Well, when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and they asked him, what do we need to do to be saved? You remember what he said? He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And people say all the time, well, that ain't right. You really believe Jesus ain't right? You really believe Peter was preaching a lie on that day? No, I'll tell you why they're both right. Because Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so whether you preach it, baptize that way, it don't make any difference. It's all in him. It's all in him. We need to get these differences and get them out of the way. There's some people that say, well, you got to look a certain way. Boy, I hope not. There's some people say, well, you don't even look right. You don't need to be in a pulpit. You never wear a suit. No, I hate them things. Come on. I walked out my door yesterday with a flowery shirt on, and I just sprayed some cologne on because it was Saturday. Maybe I had taken a bath. Anyway, I went to my truck. Brother Charles, this is the gospel truth. And I stopped, and a hummingbird got right here and looked at me. And I'm sitting there looking at this bird, and I looked at my shirt, and I looked at that bird, and I said, he's fixing to take a bite out of me. Amen. Amen. I look like this all the time. When I don't look like this is my dressed up look. I usually got jammers on and Crocs. Y'all know what those are? And if I don't have them on, I got overalls on. And the thing about the suit, I don't care why a suit. That's great. That's great. Well, let me tell you what. You say, well, I got to wear a suit on Sunday because I'm in the Lord's house. Well, what do you do on Monday? What do you wear on Monday? What do you wear when you go to bed? Because my Lord does not leave me. Amen. My Lord don't forsake me. My Lord says, I'm a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I'm right there with you, so you better wear a suit all the time. He knows who you are. He knows what you look like. He knows you no matter what the garb is you're wearing. He knows you. And that's important to him. But what's equally important to him is not that you know him, that he knows you, but that you know him. Amen. That's what's important to God. Y'all, I could go on with the differences. I just touched on a couple of them. But we can go on all night about the differences. But what is a shame? It's when the differences become a division in the church that Jesus Christ built. And when our differences become divisions, let's read the scripture he gave me. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. Listen to it. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. You know, you say, well, he was talking about the demon's house. No, he wasn't. He didn't just specifically say the devil's house, did he? It's just like when the writer of Proverbs said that sin is a reproach to every man. It's the lost man and the saved man. Amen. And when we divide ourselves in the midst of an evil, wicked, ugly world, we make the church of the living God weak. People that are lost look at us and they say they can't even make up their mind who they are. God help us to not be those people. God help us to get together, to be united in the name of Jesus, in the power of Jesus, in the spirit of Jesus, and call on this world to know him. To go to work and quit using our divisions and our differences for an excuse. Amen. Y'all, we've got to a point where our churches are more like country clubs than they are houses of prayer. We want comfort. We want air conditioning. We want padded seats. We want carpet on the floor. We want to feel good while we're here. We want to be comfortable while we're here. Amen. Let me tell you what, I don't know of very many people that ever come in the presence of God and was comfortable at all. Amen. Everybody you read about in the Bible, when God showed up, they bowed down. They couldn't look at him. Hallelujah. And the only one that got to see part of him got to see his hindside. And before he put him in the cleft of the rock, he looked at Moses and he said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Amen. We don't have to ask God who he wants to save. We already know from the word of God who he wants to save. He wants to save every man, every woman, and every child in this world is who he wants to save. Amen. The Bible didn't say God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to save a Baptist. Did he? Amen. But he so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. He wants the world to know who his son is. And y'all, we can keep preaching these differences all we want to, but we better get down to the nuts and bolts of our Christianity. Amen. Amen. Y'all, I tell you what, we serve a great God. And look at what he says in verse 30. And y'all, they didn't write this down. I've told you I'm a hick from Arkansas. He called me the other night at day and said, can I get your scriptures? I said, ain't gonna do you no good. I don't stick to them. And that person running that system back there goes, where is he? Well, that's not up here. Amen. I believe in following the Spirit. Amen. He might have something else he wants to say tonight. He may have somebody else that's got a special need that only happened an hour ago. He wants to tell you something tonight. And we got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. Are you sensitive to God? Hallelujah. We better be. And so look at what he says in verse 30. He says, he that is not with me is against me. Do you hear that? Oh, he didn't stop there either. He went on some more. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Oh, it's high time. We became the church that Jesus Christ died for. That we become the church, a people that is called by his name. It's time that we get so full of the Spirit that we start splashing out on everybody that we come in contact with. Amen. It's high time that we quit talking about living for Jesus and start living for Jesus. It's high time that we quit talking about good deeds and start doing good deeds. It's high time that we quit complaining about this country and do something about this country. Amen. Y'all, there's some people out there that's mixed up. They don't even know who they are. Hey, it's sad, isn't it? There's little boys and little girls being born. They won't even put their gender on their birth certificate. We'll let them make up their own mind.
Come on, preach. Make it plain.
Amen. We just let them make up their own mind. Like God didn't know what he was doing. Amen. You know what? You know what they need? They need to know who Jesus is. When they know who Jesus is, they'll know who they are. Until they don't know, until they know Jesus, they're not going to know anything. Amen. I love what the blind man said. Amen. Well, you remember what he said? There was more than one, I know. But you remember the one that they went to grilling over Jesus, healing him? He said, I don't know nothing about what he is, who he is, or where he came from. All I know is I once was blind and now I see. It's time that we get some spiritual eyeballs. It's time that we quit looking at the world. It's time that we quit deciding why we vote's going to change this world. Because listen to me, the people that you're voting for are the very people who are taking this world to hell in a speedboat. This world don't need another politician. They need Jesus Christ. Amen. That's, we all need him. Hallelujah. Boy, it's nice seeing all them people sitting back there. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time for us to get our act together. It's time for us to turn our eyes to the living God. It's time for us to pray, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. It's probably going to take you to a place that you don't like to be. There's been a lot of people smack dab in the middle of the will of God that weren't in a good place. Amen. Paul was in a prison while he was smack dab in the middle of the will of God. Amen. Stephen preached to a mob while he was smack dab in the middle of the will of God, and they killed him for it. But you know what? Boy, he died. Boy, I love the Bible, don't y'all? Because the Bible tells us things we need to know. And as that poor man was dying from those stones hitting him, he looked up and who did he see? He said, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. Hallelujah. He's standing up. He's watching me. Hallelujah. We need to start seeing Jesus. Amen. We need to quit being afraid of what men can do to us. And I tell you what men can do to us, Brother Gene, ain't nothing to compare to what God can do to us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to move on. Glory to God. And the Lord took me then to the 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And he began to show me about the differences of people in the different denominations that we call ourselves. And he addressed this, Paul did. He addressed this through Paul. I'm going to start reading in verse 4, chapter 12. He said, now there are, listen to this, diversities of gifts. Do you know what that means? They different. Everybody ain't got the same one. And we need to figure that out. And we need to quit saying, well, why don't that church over there do this? They ain't got nothing. Some of you ain't smiling. It ain't funny, but you might as well grin because it's going on. Some of them are saying, them people over there ain't doing what we're doing, so they're wrong. And the Lord says, you got diversities. deal. I've been fixing to trip on this thing any minute. I can't even get it off. I don't need a microphone anyway. I got a big mouth. Amen. Listen to me. He said you got diversities of gifts, but listen to this. But you've got the same spirit. Do you believe that? Hey, we ain't through yet. He said, and there are differences of administrations. That means not only do you have different gifts, you go about using them a different way. Uh-oh. He didn't stop there, and then he added to that, but you got the same Lord. Amen. And there are diversities of operations. We go about it a different way. All of us don't do it. Boy, wouldn't this be a boring world if everybody did the same thing over and over and over? We need diversification. Amen. God knows that. And he says, so there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit everybody. It ain't just for your group. It's not just for your church. It's for everybody. Glory to God. We got to get it that way. We got to start preaching to everybody. Amen. That's what it's all about. For to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit. Another faith by the same spirit. Another the gifts of healing by the same. I've actually heard a person say those people aren't saved because they can't lay their hands on somebody and heal them. God help us all. Well, the first thing is I can't heal anybody. He can. Amen. And when he lays it on my heart to lay my hands on somebody to heal them, I'm just going to do just that. And if he decides that's what he wants to do, guess what? They're going to get healed. And I don't want them patting me on the back because I didn't have nothing to do with it. Amen. And he also says to another, faith. Oh, don't let me skip anything. He said, for the one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, another the word of knowledge, but by the same spirit. Amen. You know why Israel was destroyed? Because they lost their knowledge of who God is. Amen. I threw that one in. It's not even in my notes. And he said to others, faith come by the spirit, to the gifts of healing by the same spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Amen. Oh, I got to get back to this thing. Glory. He gives the gifts. He applies the gifts. He gives them to you as he sees fit. He gives them to you at his discretion. And they accomplish whatever his will wants to accomplish. Amen. How many of you believe God can fail? He can't. I hope you don't say yes. If you do, we're going to lay hands on you here in a minute. For the body, listen to this. This is important. For the body is one. We better get this down. We are one body. Amen. But it has many members. Let me ask you a question. How many of you ever picked your nose with your big toe? There's a boy back there that said, I did. I'm not lying. He's back there looking at me. I did. You're a talented young man. You have a gift. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How many of them, when you get ready to smell something, stick your foot up there and say, sniff?
Hallelujah.
How many of you, when you go to speak, go, we're body, one body. But we're many members. And they're not all doing the same thing. But our body is incomplete without every one of them. Amen. Amen. The only thing we can live without, me and Brother Charles Hale, is no hair. Evidently, the Lord didn't find a good use for our hair. Amen. And I'm glad that the woman's hair is her glory. It's a good thing you don't say that about ours. Amen. 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 For the body is one, hath many members, and all the members are of one body. Whose body is that? It's the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's his body. We're all members of one body. So also is Christ. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Hallelujah. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink unto the same spirit. There ain't no other spirit to go to. There ain't no other Savior to turn to. There is no other way to glory except by the one who gave his life for me and you. His name is Jesus, and we need to say that name over and over and over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are made to drink into one spirit. Now listen to this. For the body is not one member, but many. Amen. You know, I know I'm running short on time. I'm going to get into 2 hours here in a minute. But I got to share with you at this moment my next vision. I want you to listen very carefully to this vision, because the Lord not only gave it to me, he told me what it meant. I was way up in the air, and I was over water. And there was a wind, a mighty, strong wind. And it was blowing so hard, I couldn't hear anything. And I looked down, and there was a body of water that was growing. It was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as I looked away from it, there was a harbor, and there was a great big city. And this great big city had skyscrapers. It had steepled roofs. It had little pointy things on the end. I didn't recognize that city, but it was a city that man had built. The buildings were very tall. There was many windows that would go up. They were broad. And this water that was building up was way bigger than any of those buildings. As a matter of fact, you could look down on them. It was big. And I thought, Lord, what am I looking at? And you know what he showed me? That city has lost humanity. That city is the people who need to know who I am. And it wasn't a tsunami, because that harbor was full of water. A tsunami sucks it all out. You know that, don't you? The harbor was full of water. And I looked down at this water, and the Lord said to me, this is evil. This is the evil that's coming upon your land as we speak. And the only thing holding this water off of that city is the wind that's blowing. It's the Holy Spirit of God. God standing between us and the evil of this world. Do you believe that? Amen. You know what he's trying to show us? It's time for us to roll up our sleeves. It's time for us to become one body. It's time to put ourselves under the dictatorship of one Lord, one God. Amen. It's time to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's time to call on the name of the Lord. It's time to go about the Master's business. It's time to tell the lost people of the world that there is a Savior that lived and died for them, that took their sins to the cross, amen, that was raised from the dead, who was raised to the sky, and has poured out his Spirit on all of us so we can share it with somebody. Amen. And that vision has haunted me and haunted me and haunted me. Every night when I lay down, I see that vision. Hallelujah. Until last night. When I lay down last night, I hadn't slept hardly in a week and a month because this day was coming. I was so nervous about being up here. I was so nervous about sharing about the diversities and making people mad. And as I laid down my head last night, and every night since that vision, he had given me this vision and these words and these scriptures to share. And that last night, he just said, do what I've told you. And I went to sleep. And I usually wake up 3 or 4 times during the night. I didn't know nothing till 7 o'clock this morning. He gave me a sleep of his peace. Y'all, I'm fixing to close now, but I want to tell you something. I want to share something with you before I turn this service back over to Brother Miller. Listen to me. Amen. You know, they sung a while ago a beautiful song about our names written in the book of life. Amen. How many of your names are written in that book? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You better know it is. Because if you don't know it is, you need to be down here in a little bit and know it is. Amen. And we can know. Amen. We can know. You know how Jesus says we'll know his disciples? He said they got love for one another. He didn't say they hated one another, did he? He didn't say they kicked one another. He didn't say they spit at one another. He endured that for me and you. When I read the other day where they were taking Jesus captive and they carried him in this room and they spit in his face. It made me sick. They pulled his beard. They blindfolded him and slapped him and they said, prophesy who it is that hit you. When he hung on the cross, they looked up at him and they wagged their heads at him. And they said, if you be the Son of God, take yourself down and then maybe we'll believe. And you know what the Bible says that he did? He did not open his mouth. You know why? Because this was the time that he came for. This separated him from everybody else. Amen. 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 It was the time when the man God, the God in the flesh, took on himself the sins of the whole wide world, and he died for us. Amen. He tells us, when I save you, I'm going to write your name in the book of life. Amen. They show us in Revelation, they tell us about that book of life. But you know what? There's another book. There are more than one book in heaven. And you know what the other book is? One of the one I want you to listen about tonight is called a book of remembrance. It's listed in the Old Testament. And there's a book of remembrance. And tonight, I want to look ahead. And when we stand before him, and he opens up that book of remembrance, and he goes to this date, July the 18th, 2021. And he's going to look at everybody that's here and he's going to say, I had all of y'all in one place. I had all the denominations together. I had all the divisions and I had all the diversities together. And what did you decide to do? What did you decide to do? You know what? That memory has yet to be written. Tonight is our chance to yield to the Holy Spirit of God, to yield to the Word of God. Tonight is our chance to turn our hearts and our lives over to Jesus Christ, to become one again. Amen. To become one. Y'all got to read this. I wrote this down tonight. I got excited reading it, writing it down. So that we are on a mission. We are on a mission for him to seek and to save those that are lost. That was Christ's mission. That's the one he left for us. And we must destroy all divisions. We must come together as one body, filled with one spirit, led by our Savior, Jesus Christ. We must be in one mind. We must be in one accord. And we must pray the prayer of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It's time to quit posting it on Facebook. It's time to quit reading it to people. And it's time to put it into practice. It's time that we bow down, because we are the people that is called by his name. And he tells us to humble ourselves before him and pray. And he tells us to seek his face. He tells us to turn from our wicked ways. And he says, when you do that, if you do that, I'm going to hear you from heaven, and I'm fixing to do something. What are you going to do? He said, I'm going to heal your land. Now, if there's one thing we need in the church greater than revival, we need to have a spiritual awakening. And we need to wake up to the fact that Jesus Christ is God, that the Holy Spirit is God, and that we got to have the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, we are powerless. And we need to get together, and we need to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. It's time to quit talking about it. It's time to quit posting. Boy, I tell you what, them old Democrats, they doing it again. All them Republicans, they had their shot and they blew it. Let me tell you what, that ain't a religion and it ain't a church. Amen. Amen. Jesus wouldn't get pulled into that stuff, and neither should we. Amen. Amen. Jesus was Christ during one of the most vile dictatorships that ever walked this planet. Amen. Amen. So we need to be led. We need to be in one mind, one accord, and we need to do this prayer and do it as a united church, one body in Jesus Christ. And if we can set our differences aside, we will see a spiritual awakening. Amen. Amen. You know what? I don't know about y'all, but the first time I was in a service was when y'all were at Lake Country Church. Y'all had had several of them. I was one of those doubters, Brother Miller. I was one of those doubters that said, oh, you know, we got too much division. We got too much differences. We can't get together. And I won't never forget that night as long as I live. They let me preach there, too. Because I never preached at one before. But I want to tell you what, when that little church filled up with people, I felt something. You know what I felt? I felt like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration. I felt like it's good to be here. Amen. This is a good place to be. It's right that we are here. Amen. So we need to come together tonight and make it right. We need to make a difference in this world. And we don't need to do it by our vote. We don't need to do it by this or that. We need to do it by calling on the name of the Lord. Listening to him. Let him give you your vision. Let him guide you. Let him lead. You know what? You know how you get called the sons of God? The Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, what about them that won't let him lead them? I'm not saying it. You know the answer, don't you? We got to be led by the Spirit. We got to go where he shows us to go. We got to say what he tells us to say. We need to lose our fear. How many of you have ever had somebody laid on your heart and you just put it off and put it off and put it off and you wouldn't go see them? Do you think that was an accident that God put somebody on your heart to go talk to? You know what we should do when he does that? We are to bust the door off the car and drive there and say, Lord, I'm here. We ought to pray all the way over there. When you get out, guess what? He's going to have them ready for you when you get there. He wouldn't have laid them on your heart if he wasn't ready. Let me tell you, I'm fixing to quit. I'm going to quit. Here 2 weeks ago, we've had a COVID scare at the church. We've got a lot of people that's sick, some in the hospital, some of them direly ill. And it's spooky. I talked to Brother Miller about this once before. We locked our church doors one time. The Lord convicted me like I've never been convicted before in my life. And I promised God that will never happen again. As long as I can, listen to me, as long as I can stand in a pulpit, that doors at that church is going to be opened. Amen. And I don't care who don't like it. because I made a promise to God because he convicted me. Now, who do I listen to, men or God? Amen. Well, y'all, we got to get with the program. We got to put God first in our lives. We got to become his people, led by his spirit, people who are called by his name. And it's time to pray. It's time to wake up. It's time to do the will of our Father. It's time to tell this world who our Savior really is. It's time for us to be the people he's called us to be. Amen.
Amen.
It's that time. It's past time. And the Lord is going to open that book of remembrance. And I just pray with all my heart that when he reads that to us, he's going to say, so-and-so and so-and-so got it. They got it. And they went out and they began to talk to people. You know what he can do? If we can have spiritual awakening here, it's going to grow. Amen. You know why? Because judgment always begins at a certain spot. Where is it, brother? It begins right here. If we ain't doing it, why do we expect them to do it? And so if we want spiritual awakening, we have to be spiritually awakened. Amen. It's time for us to get on our knees and don't worry about anybody around us and call on the holy name of Jesus and say, Lord, I can't, but you can. You remember what that angel told Mary when she said, well, I never knew a man. And he said, God can do anything. Amen. He can. He can bring spiritual awakening to this church. Let me tell you, we need to have another vision. I hope he gives us one. That we have a vision where it started here and it went out into Atlanta and then it went into Queen City and then Linden got involved. Hallelujah. And then it went all the way to Texarkana and it sprung out there and there was a spiritual awakening going on. Can't you see what CNN and Fox News would be saying? They'd be trying to hide that. Don't let people see that. The Lord's trying to change them. Hallelujah. It's time for his will to be done, and it's time for us to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about it, it's over with. This world, how many of you believe that we're coming to the end time?
Amen.
How many of you believe we're living in the last days?
Amen.
There was a little bitty baby. Has anybody still got that baby in here? You know why we need to have a spiritual awakening here tonight? For that baby, for our children, for our grandchildren. Do you care whether they know Jesus or not? Are you dependent on somebody else to teach them about him? Are you going to depend on the school to do it? Are you going to depend on the government to do it? No. We need spiritual awakening. Not just for us, but for them. Praise God. I went to a little boy's house, and this is it, I promise you. He had been asking his mom and daddy about Jesus. He told him he wanted to get saved. Amen. But he just wasn't ready to do it, I guess. And I was praying for him one day, and the Lord spoke to me. Not an audible voice, but with that still small voice that you always recognize. And he said, you need to go see that boy. And y'all, I went to that house. His grandpa's in here somewhere. And I took that child outside. I wanted to know, did he understand some things? And we stood out in a 95-degree heat, and I went to asking him about Jesus. And he answered every one of my questions. He knows and knew then exactly who Jesus Christ is. And I said, son, would you like to be saved? Everybody's telling me you want to get saved. What are we waiting on? He said, I don't know, but yeah, I want to get saved. I said, would you like to do it right here? He said, if you don't mind, I'd like to go in my house. I want my mom and daddy to see this. And we walked in that little boy's house, and we cleared off a spot at a coffee table and we knelt down around it. And that child began to call on the name of Jesus Christ. He asked for forgiveness of his sins. He told Jesus, I believe you and I need you. And he said, fill me. And he couldn't say another word. Listen to me. We sat there for 5 minutes and that child wept bitter tears. The top of that coffee table was covered with his tears. And when he finally got his composure, he said, Lord, save me. Enter into my heart. Fill me with your spirit. And you know what? He ended it just right, Brother Miller. He said, in the name of Jesus, would you do that for me? Hallelujah! Oh, we need to see more of that. People don't got to get saved in the church house. They get saved in your house. Amen. We got to get bold. We got to get bold. But first, we got to get united. We got to get in one mind and in one accord with one thing on our mind, and that's seeing people come to know Jesus Christ. This world needs Jesus. This world needs salvation. This city needs a spiritual awakening. Well, why? Why do we got to do it here? It's got to start somewhere. Amen. Let's start it with us tonight. God bless you. Thank you for letting me speak to you tonight. Brother Miller, praise God.
I'm going to ask Brother Rodney and folks come and sing a verse or two of some song. We've heard from the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm thankful. My soul has just been overflowing. Not only because, I mean, I've had a good time in the Lord. I've worshiped. I love fellowship. But my soul was hungry and thirsty for God's word and for visitation of his spirit. I don't know how many of you have come up. When I come to God's house, I want my soul to be stirred. I want to be challenged. Brother Gary, thank you for listening to the Lord. While they're getting ready, I want something the Lord just put on my heart, because I know when us preachers get going, we put a whole lot out there in a little bit of time or a lot of time, depending on how much. And you get thinking, how do we put all this together? I want to just make it simple from God's word. If we will determine that we are going to love God supremely, I mean, that's number one. Love him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love him more than world, more than self, we've got to love God. I'm not talking about play love. I'm not talking about put on. I'm talking about love that's stronger than death. And then we're going to determine that we're going to love each other, just like Christ told us to. You see, the kind of artificial unity that religion puts on, we could get all the preachers up here, we could make all these kind of things, and it's just artificial. But until I love Brother Tony, I'm not going to have unity. Until I love Brother Bobby and he loves me, we're not going to have unity. And that goes for not just the preachers, that goes for every child of God with every child of God. Amen. We need to be setting the example in the community. The folks in Atlanta and Queen City, when they see you and I in Walmart, they need to be going away saying, you know how them people loved each other? Something going on there, Brother Gary. But we're not done, because there's a world that's lost. He talked about. They're not easy to love. We got to learn to love our enemy. We got to learn to love them people that's not very lovable. How you do that? Only when the love of God fills your heart. See, some of you, maybe you come in spite of the fact you met me. And you knew that guy's going to be hard to love. He preaches long and he's hard. But when God's love fills your heart, you love people. You love all God's people. You love the lost. See, don't go, oh, Brother Miller, he just talked about love. I'm talking about a love that is the most powerful thing in this world. Let's love God. Let's love each other. Let's love the lost enough. What's that mean? We love them enough to pray. We love them enough to intercede. We love each other enough to be humble before one another. I told Brother Richard, see, you don't know it when he was up here, but he's a couple years younger than me. But I said, Brother, I've done been around long enough to know God might use you to teach me. I've learned that. If he can use a little child to teach his brethren, let's love each other.